election 2012 has generally been peaceful and orderly so far, apart from few challenges at some centres. According to our reporters on the ground, the exercise at most centres began on time, that is exactly 7 a.m. without any hitch, but delayed arrival of materials at some 10 centres has been the main challenge among few others. But optimism is said to be high for a smooth exercise before the close of day. We now go over to our reporters for updates. And first is Jennifer Adolabi, who is reaching us from Kanda. Good afternoon to you, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, Barbara.
So where exactly in Kanda are you?
I have just moved from the Information Services Polling Station 1 and 2, and I'm heading towards Kanda Cluster of Schools. I also earlier visited the DNTC polling station, also here in Kanda. And at the DNTC, the presiding officer, one Eugene Quick, they are expecting 481 people to cast their votes. As at the time I got there around 12, 287 people had cast their vote. Also, at all these polling stations are under the Ayawaso East constituency, and at the Information Services 1, the presiding officer told me that generally the exercise had been smooth. It was only in the morning that there were some agitations because of the delay. They couldn't bring the materials early. She explained to me that there was a mix-up of information, and so But the people waited patiently in the line, even though initially they were agitated. They have cast their vote. And when I got there, the queue wasn't as long as it was in the morning. And then to tell you, Barbara, I went to Koforidua, precisely the new job in South Constituency last night. That's where I cast my vote. And just as it was recorded here in Accra, there were long queues in the morning. I reported that earlier. But as I was leaving there, people had understood that there was some misinformation. That's why they were delayed. And so they were all casting their votes smoothly without any hitches anywhere, Barbara. I am currently almost there at the Kanda Cluster of Schools to find out situation there too, Barbara.
Jennifer, thank you for the information.
Now we go over to Ernest Obinyeni. Ernest. Hello, Ernest.
Yeah, Jonathan, I'm here.
Yes, tell us what's going on. Earlier on, you said there were delays.
I'm in Taifa. I went to Christ Apostolic Church. But the voting started late due to delay in the, bringing the materials. It's now smooth. It's smooth. People are voting. Number of voters are 683. Voting actually started at 10:43. And then I went to Pentecost 1B. Voting started at 9:30. And at 11:13 when I got there, everything was moving on smoothly. At Pentecost 1A, voting started at 9:50. There were long queues. 11:13 at the time I got there, the machine had stopped working. And so voting was disrupted for some time. But I left there, so I really cannot tell what is going on now. But at the various places, there were long queues, but everything was peaceful.
Okay, thank you very much, Ernest. We shall be getting back to you again. Now we have George Ankra on the line. Hello, George.
Hello, Thompson.
Now tell us where you are and what is going on.
Yes, I've been all over the place. I was at the Adenta Adma Center 1 and 2. I was also at the Adenta Community School. I went to Victory School. I went to Madina Social Welfare. I went to Madina Police Station, and then the Madina Market opposite. The only observation I'm saying is that the process is very, very slow, even though they didn't start on time. And I do not understand why the situation is like that. If there's any way that they could talk to the officials to speed up the process, that will help us. Now it is after 1 o'clock, and we are pleading that the officials should speed up the process. Otherwise, a lot of people may not cast their vote before the 5 o'clock deadline. But let me also use this opportunity to congratulate the MCTU commander for his efforts in stopping motor riders from using motor bicycles to do any untoward event. Let me also congratulate the Adenta police for coming in on time with that proactive response when I call for their support at the ADMA electoral area because of the kind of problem that was going to start during the early time of the election. But then we are saying that the process is very, very slow. If it could be speeded up, that will help us enough.
Okay, thank you very much, George. We have Abraham Donko on the line from the Ododo constituency. Abraham?
Hello, Jonathan.
Now, what's going on there?
Well, as earlier indicated by all that my colleagues, Ododo happens to be a flashpoint, but so far since morning, we haven't experienced any serious incident of the sort. So voting is going on peacefully. All the centers I visited, almost all the centers in Ododo, started right on time, and the place is quiet. There's no problem as far as I... But the problems that were encountered earlier in the day was that some people, you know, they started queuing at around 3 a.m., 2 a.m. Some were there as early as 11 p.m. last night. So, in fact, some people had to queue for their siblings and other family members. So those who were in the queue, they were telling them to have patience with the others so that so the people had to, you know, come and join the queue and they were not aware of it and others. That was the problem. Another issue was the verification machine. The problem was that some of the people, the machine was not able to verify them at that instant, so they were asked to wait for some time and come back for them to go through the verification process. So for the Ododo, there's no problem as in any incident. It's just some motor riders who are just going up and down, but there are not many, just a handful of them who are just whizzing through Bukom and some other areas. So for the Ododo, there is no problem as I can. But later on, also before I came back to the Ododo, I went to the Ladadekotopong and also to the Adekotopong constituencies where the First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, cast her ballot. I also went to the Laboni Senior High School, also in the Adekotopong constituency, where the Chief Justice, Her Ladyship, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, also cast her ballot. So for now, all the places I've been so far, it's been peace all through, and there's no incidents as being reported in some places.
Okay,
Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Abraham. We have Najagble Agu on the line. Now.
Yes, Jonathan.
Now, tell us where you are and what's going on so far.
Yeah, Jonathan, I've been touring the Adekotopong constituency. You have been to over 10 polling stations. And in all the stations, I can vividly report that everything has been successful. Materials arriving on time. Voters are really comporting themselves, waiting patiently for them to get to their turn to cast their votes. On my way here, I came into contact with the MP, the current MP for the Adekotopong, and he told me he's okay with the way everything is being handled and the way everything is going on. And I'm currently at Apapa Trotro Station A and B. Everything has been very successful. Everything has been successful. I am in the line waiting to cast their ballots. The A, for instance, is expecting 824 people to cast, but so far 400 people have been able to cast their vote. B is also expecting 804 people to cast their vote, but so far 345 have cast their votes. But I can say that there are other people still in the line waiting to cast their vote. And the presiding officer tells me, that's the presiding officer at Apapa Trotro Station. He tells me his name is in the person of Patrick Ahonu. He tells me everything has been successful and they've had no challenges so far.
Okay.
I have him with him here to take a few. Well, if you don't mind, that is if...
I don't think we have much time for that. There are other correspondents waiting. We'll get back to him again. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And in the studio now is Georgette Cole, who has just returned from Able Kuma South. So what can you tell about the polling stations you visited, Georgette?
Baba is Able Kuma West. I'm coming from Able Kuma West. It was carved out of the Ablikuma South, where Information Minister Fidbafo is the MP for the area, but now is Eslo Wusu standing for the NPP and Victoria Hammer for the ruling party. Ablikuma West had 113 polling stations, and with all the polling stations I visited this morning, everything is going on smoothly, apart from a few stations where the verification machine couldn't detect some individuals, their fingerprints.
Which station? Can you mention one or two?
That was Martin de Paris A and B at Dansoman Runabout. And
so how was that sorted out?
Well, the official on duty, the polling agent official, said the woman should wait till maybe in the afternoon, later in the afternoon, they would sort things out.
All right. Joshua, where you are coming from is around the coastal areas. The coastal area. Can you tell us about the activities that
Well, Barbara, I noticed something. You know, normally when it's holiday, people normally go out to have fun at the beaches. But then, just across the big days, where there's a pulling station, is the beach, the Dansoman Beach, where there is no activity going on. It's like everybody is so much into the election today. Every individual wants to cast his or her votes to make sure that at the end of the day, he or she cast his or her votes
wisely. All right. Thank you very much, Ajieto, for the information.
Roselyn Ganyaglu is on the line. Roselyn.
Hello, Jonathan.
Now, what's happening where you are?
Yes, I'm currently at the Domi Anglican 2, where we have three polling centers. We have Domi Anglican 1A, 1B, and 3. At Anglican Primary 3, the process is going on smoothly, and there's virtually no queue there. However, at 1A and B, there's a very winding queue. You can't really tell where it even ends. And the problem at Center 1A is that the verification machine is working very slowly. And I'm told by the electoral officer, Mr. Abedu, that it broke down about 30 minutes ago. And so he called the electoral officer's official to come and assist with this and in fixing the machine. So currently, I think the process is going on, but it is very slow and the queue is very winding. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much for that. We'll get back to you again.
Dominic Logi is on the line now. Hello, Dominic.
Hello. Yeah, Barbara, I can hear you. The election is underway peacefully in the 76th polling station being manned by 380 EC officials in the Ningo Pampram constituency. Most polling stations did not start on time due to late arrival of electoral materials, as indicated by other correspondents from other areas. Ningo Pampram also experienced that. I am presently at the Dangbe Local Council polling station at Pampram, where 574 eligible voters are expected to vote for five parliamentary candidates and the presidential candidate. The station is not expecting any proxy voter. One person, Isaac Mana Doku, who did double registration, has been placed on a special list. And according to the presiding officer, Ebenezer Mensah, Isaac will be prevented from voting if he comes to the station to vote, and he will probably be arrested on the offense of registering at two separate places. As of the time of coming on air, 325 people had the opportunity to cast their votes at Town Planning Office number 1B polling station, also at Pram. 136 people out of the 834 registered voters voted as of 10:30 a.m. The verification machine could not recognize an elderly woman's fingerprint after several attempts at cleaning her fingers.
So how was that resolved?
She's been asked to wait, and then she'll be given another opportunity to put her fingers on the machine to see if it could be captured. At the old Ningo Manya Presby B polling station, as of 10:15, out of the 577 registered voters in the register, 148 electorate were able to vote.
All right, Dominic.
Deciding officer, yes.
So on the whole, briefly, how would you describe the areas you visited? How would you describe the voting process at the areas you visited?
Ningo Pampram is calm, and the electorate at the various centers I visited were waiting patiently in the long winding queues.
All right,
State
Dominic.
In the airside.
All right, Dominic, we thank you for the information.
From the Western region, we have Mary Aziz Tunde on the line. Mary. Hello, Mary. Well, we lost her. We have Mercy Dako in the studios. Mercy, now where have you been?
My constituency is the Okaikwe North, and I visited a faith polling station where there was long winding queues in the area. And as at 10:30 a.m., the materials for the voting process were not in. And you could see that people were agitated. And then the polling officials, the electoral officials, were also worried because about 1,004 people are supposed to cast their votes in the center.
Well, you are our business correspondent. Now, how is business briskly going on in town?
I would say business activities in this capital is completely off. People are not selling, banks are closed, and shops, every shop is closed, I would say. But business activities were ongoing around the polling stations where people were selling water to people who have been standing for some time now. So around those areas, people were selling some small shops for those in the queues.
Okay, were there the sale of party paraphernalia? Did you see any kind
of... No, I didn't see anyone in any party colors. But one challenge that I noticed was that after people queue and they were ready to cast their vote, their names were not found in the register. You know, they were using A and B.
Yeah.
So the polling agents were telling them their names are not in, so they have to go and join the queue at the other side before they can cast their votes.
And they did that patiently.
They did that.
Okay, thank you very much. We have Mary Aziz Tunde from the Western Region on the line now. Mary, over to you.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
I am for the Kwesimintim constituency, where there are 61 polling stations with 43,760 registered voters expected to cast their vote by 5 p.m. I have been to various polling stations, including Asakai, Anade, Kansarodo. I've been to Wendo and the Zongo constituency in Kwesimintim. I've also been to Ntankofo. And at all these centers, voting is going on smoothly so far, hitch-free. No problem at all. No machine has broken down so far. And there has been no case of people not finding their names here. And then the only little problem is that at most stations, voting did not start at 7 a.m. And people in long winding queues think they may not be able to vote. However, presiding members are advising them to relax, assuring them that they will all have their turn to vote before the end of the day. So I think that's it.
Okay, thank you very much, Mary Aziz.
Yeah, okay.
And next is Swala Abdul Wahab. He's reaching us from the Upper West Region. Good afternoon to you, Swala.
Good afternoon, Barbara.
So where are you this time?
I'm currently in the Wild West constituency. I'm processing at Charlie Emperor Booth, where a vote is at a... Let me put it on record that the polling station here has been having a problem with its verification machine since 8 o'clock this morning. And according to the presiding officer, Abdulrahman Bandibu, he informed the EC officials to try to address the problem. But as I speak to you now, the problem has not been addressed. He said as a result, it has slowed down the voting process because he has to use the keypad to enter the code bar or the barcode instead of the people verifying through the machine with their fingerprints. So that is what is happening now. But nevertheless, the elections, the voting process is going on. And as at 15 minutes after 1, a total number of 158 out of a total number of 294 people had cast their votes. And a while ago, I was in the Wa Central constituency at Chere, and at the police station there, Chere Primary School, the presiding officer told me the voting started at 7 o'clock. And as at 12:17, a total of 221 people had cast their votes out of a total number of 656 qualified voter registered.
Swala, that will be all for now. We'll get back to you in the course of the day. Thank you. That was Swala Abdul Wahab, reaching us from the Upper West Region.